The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. So today we begin a new church year with this first Sunday of Advent. In 4 or 5 weeks, we begin a new calendar year, 2023. Have you ever thought, what's the purpose of this time that's given to us? What it's supposed to mean, does it have any impact on us? In other words, why do we live our life here on earth? What's the purpose? Is there a goal? Is there like a mission for us? Well, you know, sometimes before New Year's Eve or around New Year's, we make New Year's resolutions. But usually they're kind of simple things. Maybe when I lose some weight or start exercising or maybe look for a new job or, you know, travel somewhere. It doesn't really, those, you know, resolutions we make do not answer the deep desires of our hearts, nor of our minds. What's our purpose in this world? What's our life all about? Why do we go through year after year? Is there a meaning to it? Well, from a faith perspective, our readings today, as we begin a new church year, answer these questions for us. What's the purpose of our new year? What's the purpose of time? What's the purpose and meaning of our life? Isaiah tells us, to climb the mountain of the Lord. To climb the mountain of the Lord to the house of the Lord. What he is talking about for his people at that time, he's talking about the temple in Jerusalem that sat on a hill. And people had physically actually to climb up to get to it. But the temple to the Jewish people was where we truly, literally, God lived. God was present in the Holy of Holies. The temple was their connection between heaven and earth. But for us today as Christians, the mountain we're climbing is also God's temple, but it's not a place somewhere on this world, on earth. It's heaven. Because really, what's our deepest desires? What all of us really want? I think what all of us really want is to live happily ever after. Isn't that true? We think sometimes, well, we need to have more money, so because money gonna help us live ever after. Or we need power, or we need a job, or we need, you know, big homes, or whatever it is. But really, it's not about the money or the homes or the position or our fame or what we invented, what great things we've done. Down behind all of those things, we want to live happily ever after. But also we know that none of these things will really bring us happiness nor allow us to live forever after. Our lives will come to an end. We're not guaranteed that we're going to celebrate another new year. And that's what Jesus reminds us in the gospel. That's why he tells us, you have to be prepared. Sometimes we get busy going on with our lives, like he says at the time of Noah. People were doing the normal things that they do. Although there's Noah building, his ark, but nobody was paying attention. We lose focus on this thing that one day our life will come to an end. And we want to be happy. We don't want to have to worry about things, paying our bills or about our parents or our kids, you know. We want to be happy. There's nothing in this world that will allow us to live happily ever after. We know rich people have their own problems. Famous people have their own challenges. No matter how rich, how powerful, we all have issues. We're all seeking happiness. The only place that we can live happily ever after is heaven. And our purpose in this life, our mission in this life, is to climb that mountain so one day we can live happily ever after with God in heaven. That's the purpose of our life. That's why we have time. The gift of time is given to us to help us climb that mountain, to help us prepare ourselves. In a way, all our life is really an Advent season, because in Advent, we're focused on, for us mostly, is preparing for Christmas. But our readings remind us that's a good thing to do, because Jesus, God promised that he would send us a Savior, and if we believe that he did, that's what we celebrate at Christmas. But also God and Jesus promised us he will come again in glory. And we have to prepare, to be prepared for that time, for that moment. So it's not just to lose ourselves in just preparing for Christmas and then life goes back to normal. But keep in mind that also we're called to prepare to climb the Lord's mountain. And it's a climb. Climbing, as you know, is not easy. Going uphill takes energy, takes effort, it's challenging. But we're not called to go up it straight up, just like, if when I go hiking on a mountain or go drive up a mountain, you don't grow up. They don't build the roads going straight up. Usually you go around the mountain each time, with each turn, you're going higher and higher till you get the top. And that's what our Advent candle reminds us. If you notice, the wreath is not like flat, it's not a circle. But really, like a mountain, life is like a cone. It has a wider base, and when we move up and up to the top, the candles, as our reader told us, they remind us of the passing of time. And every time we go around, every year we live, we're hopefully getting closer to the top of the mountain. How do we climb the mountain in real life? Well, St. Paul in the second reading tells us by becoming more and more like Christ. By moving out of the darkness, chasing the darkness in our lives, and allowing the light of Christ to shine on those areas in our lives. To become more loving, more caring, more generous, more forgiving, more compassionate. That's how we climb that mountain. That's the purpose of time that we are given on this earth. Is to help us to become more and more like Christ-like. Now, at the time of Isaiah, if you want to really climb a steep mountain or place you haven't been in before, or if you're driving somewhere you've never been into, you have Google to help you, Siri or whoever it is. If you're climbing a mountain, there is guides. At the time of Isaiah and up to the time of Jesus, the guide was the law. God gave his people the law to help them climb that mountain, to help them to know what they're supposed to become like. Move out day from killing your enemy to loving your enemy. But the problem with the law is it's very rigid. It doesn't have flexibility. We as human beings, we have emotions, we have feelings, we have, circumstances sometimes, although we know what's the right thing to do, but still we do the wrong thing. And that's why what we celebrate at Christmas is that the word of the law took on a human flesh and that's Jesus. God was born in our midst, not to have the rigidity of being words on a piece of paper, but to become a human person like us, who has compassion and mercy and forgiveness for us, who can understand that although we want to do what is right, sometimes our weaknesses prevent us from doing what is right. The law does not allow for that. It's black and white. But Jesus does. He forgives us when we fail. When we get tired, he helps us to get up and continue our journey through forgiving us our sins. He brings us a community and invites us to join a community so we're not walking together and just us and Jesus, but a whole community of people of faith are walking with us to help us climb that mountain. Because again, we don't know when the time will come when our time will run out. And that's why we have to be prepared now. This is the time to wake up, we're told, and be ready. Maybe a question for you to reflect on today is, what mountain are you trying to climb? We all have mountains. We're all trying to achieve something. But is the mountain of the Lord part of what you're trying to achieve in your life on this earth? Climbing that mountain, wanting one day to be with God in heaven. You know, when our hearts are into something, when we're passionate about doing something, no matter how difficult or challenging it is, we have joy in doing it. But if our heart is not into what we're doing, no matter how simple it is, we feel that it's drudgery. And that's why the psalm tells us, let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. And what helps us rejoice is not that the road is difficult, but what waits for us to live happily ever after, where there's no more pain or suffering, there is more worry, there is no more fear, there is no more death, but joy and peace and fulfillment that we are finally with God, our Maker. That's what Advent is all about. That's what this invitation to come and climb the mountain of the Lord is all about. Are you passionate about climbing the mountain of the Lord? Or you're distracted by other things? Like I said, we all are climbing some mountain. What is the mountain that you're climbing? And are you ready and willing to let go of that mountain and start climbing the mountain of the Lord?